We are getting into a big question. If you don't know, on What's the Juice, the Patreon, every week we're going to try our best to do it every week, that we're going to ask you guys a juice of the week. Like, what's the juice of the week? Mm-hmm. And it's basically the question of the week. And then we're going to take that question and your answers, and we're going to put them in a video. So that's exactly what we're doing today.
Exactly.
Last week's was kind of like that.
Right.
We asked, like, what are you guys' friendship deal breakers? This week, the whole episode is based on your submissions.
Exactly.
To the question, what? What's the question?
What is something you would never do in front of your partner?
Yes. What is something you would never do, you've never done?
The obvious answer is always the same one, which we will get into.
We got some frequent ones. And we were going to like share our own, but honestly, there aren't that many. And
if
there
are any,
it's the same thing that everybody submitted. So we're just going to like try to rapid fire go through every single one. And I actually haven't seen any of these. Yoni wanted to look at them so then I can get like the best reaction. So.
Oh my God.
So. Let's get.
So, should we say the people's names?
No, it's supposed to be anonymous, bro.
Anonymous. Okay, cool. What is something you would never do in front of your partner? Somebody said, pick my nose.
Okay, so I actually have a few thoughts about this one.
Pick your nose. I feel like I do that in front of...
You only be digging in sometimes.
Well, it depends. What time of this year are we?
What?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Like, because sometimes during the year, it could be a little bit more crusty.
Okay, so you got to do it.
But then sometimes it could be more runny. So it's different because then you would just have to blow it. Everybody can blow their nose in front of the partner. But when it's crusty boogers.
Oh, crusty boogers, there's only one way to get it out.
I know. You have to get it yourself. You have to go get it.
You got to go in. Actually, no, there's two ways. What I usually do is... Why am I hella embarrassed right now?
Why?
So what's your booger routine? Bro, this is not how we start. Get up. So my booger routine is... No, I was going to say that usually...
What's your booger routine?
Usually when I wash my face
at
night, I also clean my nose. You know, so it's like I go in there and I'm like, okay, let's go this side. Because I use my thumb.
Oh, really?
What else do you use?
I don't know, my little finger.
Well, because you got big ass hands. Like, I don't... Yo, the little finger just...
No, I'm saying, like, it's funny that you use your thumb.
Yeah, because
it's funny because mine don't even fit in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, I got to use the small fingers. But then again, too, like, I just do it in the shower. So, like, during the day, I don't have to get in there.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't shower. Like, if I don't work out, I don't shower that day. Shower every day.
Some weeks you don't shower. Okay.
Just wanted to say that picking my nose was definitely something... That, because like, let's admit it, guys, you know, sometimes you're just like somewhere and there's some like shit in your nose that just hurts you. Like there's just like one in there that's like poking the shit out of your nose. So you just gotta get, you know what I'm saying? Like some of them are like really sharp.
You have sharp boogers.
Yeah, you never had like one that's like so like hard that hurts your nose. You know what I'm talking about?
No, how like, hard
it's like if you go like this, it hurts. Well, anyways, I feel someone who's listening. Yeah, I got some skinny, sharp bitches. So anyways, sometimes you just find yourself in a scenario where like, I'm not about to get up, right? So you just like wipe it in the back of the thing or something.
You do, where do you wipe it?
Like you wipe it on like random surfaces sometimes. Not you, like, is there something here?
You probably did it on
the couch. Hey guys, I admit that's something that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just too lazy to get.
You gotta send it. You gotta,
that's what you do?
I just try to aim to like an area in the house.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes they have like a sticky end and it gets stuck to your finger.
So then you can't flick it off?
It keeps just going around your finger. Okay, guys, I'm done.
Okay.
Next question.
Something I would never do in front of my partner. I can't think of anything. Honestly, I'm 100% comfortable around him.
I love that.
I love that. And
do you think that's a lie, though?
That's not a lie. Because she can't think of anything. She said that. Like, why would she lie? If you take your time to submit something, why would
that's
you lie?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay? Well, that's great. I love that for
you. All right. What's something you would never do in front of your partner? Poop.
Okay, we knew that was a coming. That poop was like, we would like slide through the thing and it's like poop, poop, poop. Another different answer, poop, poop, poop. So poop was the most submitted answer to this question, and it's not surprising.
It's not surprising. I mean, I knew that was going to be like the very first one.
Yeah.
Like, no one would ever take a shit in front of their partner for some reason.
I think we need to discuss this, right? So in our relationship, I've never pooped in front of you, like directly the action is going on and you are in the bathroom with me. When there's like action going on.
Action,
so there's like sounds, there's noises.
Just war.
Sometimes it's like pretty chill. It doesn't have to be aggressive.
Okay.
What type of poop you got? So in that scenario, like you've never been present in my bathroom.
Okay.
When I'm doing that.
I know that. However,
I have been present when you've been in action.
Yeah.
Because sometimes Yoni be like, you know, doing his business and I open the door to like talk about something. And I'm thinking if I open the door to talk about something, you're not like continuing. You're going to take a break, you know?
But I can control. You can't control it.
Yeah, you can.
If you open a door mid drop, how am I supposed to say, oh, hold on, guys, just pause?
You're right.
You know what I mean? And also another thing, speaking about like just coming in the bathroom, do you guys knock when you walk into someone's bathroom? Doesn't matter if it's your husband, your wife, your best friend, your dad, mom, sister. Like, do you guys knock?
Because I know everyone's gonna say, yeah, of course you have to knock. And then here I am saying, oh, I just walk in.